watch that guy. Get ready for
power. I think it would be a good idea if everybody turned off their radios.
That's right, a radio station.
We chew and spit you out.
I won't be ignored.
And inside, my DJ friend is waiting to take us on a magical adventure.
Be prepared to help him. Down through the years, it has taken intelligence, courage, and a straightforward attitude to deal with such a delicate matter.
That's right.
F word, it all. That's right.
Don't be anxious.
Oh, fine. Take the Tylenol. As if that'll be enough.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Let's go.
Listen for the messages that are applicable to you.
Thrown together in a meaningless jumble.
Right now, we're in segment one, the introduction.
Yes, that's what we're here for.
Are you ready to begin?
The importance of listening cannot be underestimated.
And yet a tremendous amount of work remains to be done.
Kids, welcome back to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm talking, and I think I'm hearing weird stuff. Does it sound weird to you? It sounds echoey to me. Maybe the mic's turned around backward.
That's the deal. So, yesterday, of course, was 24 hours of radio art. I was here for a good 7 or 8 hours, I think. And Luke Mead, of course, was here for 24 hours. What a crazy person he is. But it was a lot of fun. Thanks to Luke very much for sticking with it. And I hope you enjoyed it. I know everybody's probably a bit fed up, had their fill of the noise and the glitch and the sound collage and the audio data and all that stuff, which is what we normally do on this show. But I figure today I'm going to give you a little reprieve, and we're going to be listening to some of the pop music that I have been really into, some of my favorite tracks from the last 25 years. Let's start with Wire and a song called The 15th. It's one of the most beautiful songs ever, I believe. We'll be right back.
done everything before. Science and poetry and opening doors. We're all sense of doers. There's nothing left to do except to work hard and become a cargo screw. You never see it coming. It takes you by surprise. The next thing that you know is not your nose between your eyes. I wanna get hit by a car, 'cause feel against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now, pushing and pulling me out of the race. Hey! Space on the horizon. Captain Kirk's final frontier. The world needs lots of plumbers. We can't all be up there. Say hello to anonymity. Fuck the money. Fuck the fame. The bill for your funeral will be bigger than your name. For this kind of energy, you cannot take a pill, which prevents your face from being painted on the grill. I wanna get hit by a car, 'cause feel against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now. Out of this race, I wanna get hit by a car, go steal against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now, pushing and pulling me out of this race.
Game Theory, I Want to Get Hit by the Car, from Pointed Accounts of People You Know, a very old album, sounds like one, doesn't it? Before that, Blue in Heaven, I Just Wanna, from Explicit Material, from about 1985, as well. And Wire, doing the 15th. And that's kind of a bunch of songs I listened to way, way back. Long time ago. And let's move on to another one that goes way back to about 1984, I think. It's Flippers in Life, My Friend, from Gone Fishing, the album that is probably the least known and underrated albums. It's kind of a quandary of an album. It's a bit of a conundrum. It's one of the Flippers' more artsy, and I don't know what's the word for it. It was one of their more philosophical outings, and where they really took the guitar and bass into otherworldly territories. Anyway, this song In Life, My Friends, has been one of my favorite songs since 1984. So, you know, many, many years. And Flipper was one of those punk bands that definitely sort of hung around with and played with a lot of the hardcore acts of California in their day. But Flipper was a different sort. Flipper was one of the bands that influenced the grunge movement quite a bit. And their sound they coined as pet rock back in the day was sort of a dirgy, slow sort of sound, a very sludgy thing that just sort of, it wasn't fast. They would just brutalize their audiences with this slow sort of plodding music and just sort of insult them. But you find a real fine melody in a lot of the stuff. Like this, In Life, My Friend, and you listen to the last couple minutes of the guitar solo there, it is just out of this world. It's one of the best songs ever. I kid you not. Flipper, In Life, My Friend, from Gone Fishing on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
It's better far to take a rest till home comes.
God, sound orgasm here. Yo La Tango, of course, and deeper into movies from I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One, and the best album of the 90s, in my view. And surely not in most other people's view, but on many people's list, that's up there in the top 10, I think. Flipper and In Life, My Friend Before That, two songs that, to me, give me goosebumps every time I hear them. And I have to hear them loud. And there's two songs that have the most chaotic guitar going on top of this really sort of steady, consistent, very infectious beat. And it just drives me crazy. It's just so wonderful that I've often shed a tear or two listening to it. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, believe it or not, on CITR. Yesterday, celebrating Art's birthday with 24 hours of radio art from midnight to midnight, and just about had my fill. And I love this stuff, but I can't do it today, and I can't really ask you to do it either. I just can't do it. So I'm going to be playing the poppy music, the stuff I've liked over the last 25 years or more of my appreciation of indie rock. And, you know, there's new wave in here, and there's post-punk, and there's punk. And there is extreme Brit twee pop. And I went through a huge phase, and still going through it, actually, of being an intense fan of the L label. That's E-L label from London, headed by the pop guru named Mike Allway, who started up the label under the Cherry Red Records banner. And they got great reviews, but nobody seemed to buy the albums. Eventually, the Japanese got really, really intense with the stuff. They started just dying for the stuff, trading it like gold. And eventually, all of a sudden, the label made a resurgence, and this was, 85 to about 88, I think it was. Label made a resurgence, and people started to ask for this stuff again. There started to be compilations coming out on CDs of all the singles that had come out, and all the albums started to get reissued. And from those days, you had artists like Simon Fisher-Turner doing work as the King of Luxembourg, Louis Philippe, who's a fine popster in his own right, a Belgian-born artist. He's now on Le Grand Majesty. And several compilations, a lot of the stuff on Siesta Records is where you can find Louis Philippe. Anthony Adverse, and you may know Momus better than most of the other bands on here. Also, a guy named Always, who is now was doing things as Mr. Wright on the Le Grand Majesty label. And just many other people, Martin Hill even, and they moved on to an acid jazz sort of career after this. Golgappa's, Cagliostra, Rosemary's Children, one of the finest. Rosemary's Children actually was a band that broke off, and one of them formed the Flying Saucer Attack. You may know them. The Underneath, Klaxon 5, and all those bands. I went through a phase of just really collecting this stuff and just loving it. And every once in a while would host Saint-Tropez, which is the show on Sunday evenings, and bring this stuff in and play it for you. But I'm going to do a little segment now of it and stop talking. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's 8 o'clock. This is the Cavaliers. And it's a beautiful game. The game of soccer, or football, as they say over there. It's a Beautiful Game by the Cavaliers from L Records. Oh,
us a minute when the wave comes closer. And ask your friends what you have to do. Just wear a smile and show you're a surfer. Ride on that wave like nobody do. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. Think of the girl who was lying beside you when drying the coffin in the hollow balloon. Just wear a smile and show you're a surfer. Ride on that wave like nobody do. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. That you feel so high. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. Like nobody do, no, 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 no. Like nobody do, no, 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 no.
Told you, extreme Brit twee pop. That is Louis Philippe, like nobody do. Wear that smile and show you're a surfer and ride that wave like nobody do. All sunshine, bubblegum, and silliness there. Rosemary's Children from the legendary B-Sides, L Records, Whatever Happened to Alice. That is the B-side to Southern Fields, both songs equally as beautiful. The Cavaliers, It's a Beautiful Game, started us off on that L set, L Records, and big sort of obsession that I have. The Monochrome set, spent some time in the L catalog and working with Mike Allway and the gang. And was some say the could be some of the inspiration behind Allway's setting up a label with this sort of music, this sort of sophisto-pop sort of thing. Monochrome set were a bit of a playful band, kind of in the mod category, kind of in the new wave category, but very smart, very literary and interesting with their lyrics, often very funny. And we've got the track now from album of theirs called What a Whopper from Cherry Red Records. And this one, God, if I'm right, this should be Straits of Malacca. Oh, I'm not right. Let's try this one. That's better.
There is a house in Penang, so unknown to the old gang. Brace yourselves and take up the slack. In our mouth the rubber bits, then expose where on one sits. First the swish and then the scratch. Oh, I have a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste of the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up, and play the game. Had the preference in school, simply had to break the rules. Short, sharp shocks are swish, swish, swish. Shirt tails up, long shorts down. In a sleazy part of town. Broke a tooth, then make a wish. Oh, I've a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste of the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up, and play the game. Much it cost this little tree. It's the high point of the week. One more drink and it's the tide. It's a very private show. Over the table we now go. Hook your bottoms and roll your eyes. Oh, I have a predilection, a liking for the pain of a taste of the cat and a touch of the cane. Oh, play up, and play the game.
Remains will be at the Croatian Cultural Center Tuesday, February 6th. Doors will be at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 6:45. After touring with Sounds of the Underground, Ozfest, and Dragon Force, All That Remains is on their first headlining tour in support of their latest record called The Fall of the Ideals, which is more heavily charged than their last album, The Darkened Heart. With special guests will be Misery Signals and A Human Abstract, so don't miss out. Tickets are available at outlets or charged by phone at 604-280-4444 or order online at www.ticketmaster.ca or www.hob.ca. General admission, all ages.
Want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
Yeah, this is not a fill-in. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. I am DJ Bleak here at Canada's favorite radio show. And today, playing new pop music, I figured you had your fill of the noise and audio art and stuff. And I know that I pretty much did, as much as I love the stuff and make the stuff. And speaking of which, guy, early in the morning, I wake up and I'm hearing my album playing and looping over and over again till 10 o'clock in the morning. And I don't know how long it was on, but if you heard it, well, that was Value Village People and Extreme Makeover Audio Edition, the newest thing, and I don't know how it's doing here. I got to kind of pretend that it doesn't exist because, for legal reasons, I don't know what's here. So, By the way, we've got an events calendar coming up in a few minutes, but I am going to play for you a little something now that, I don't even remember what it was, so how about that? I think. I'm totally flustered now. How about that? How about that? And I can't remember what it was. Jesus. Okay. Well, I think it's number two. Let's start it out, and I'll tell you. Oh yes, Foreign Born, and We Had Pleasure. One of my favorites of the last couple years. Here, this is We Had Pleasure from Foreign Born on CITR.
Slip by. Sprawling, interconnected, worn of damp floral tooth, bright veins, hustling, faceless humanity, clogged arteries slowly choking and dying, packed and swarming, sightless and colorless, moving by program alone.
Yeah.
Podcast update number one.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver, BC, Canada. Earth. Milky Way. Coming up tomorrow night, you got some shows to see, so why don't you go out there and see them. That's the report. No. We've got the Mouthful of Daisy CD release party with Mouthful of Daisy, and the February March, and Danny Echo and Dawn Treader at the Backstage Lounge. All right, tomorrow night. Cobweb Society and Motorama at the Balmoral. Mark Feuer and Vancouver Symphony Orchestra with John Novacek. And at the Chan Center, you also have Dead River Wasteland, Ribcage, Muspelheim, is it? And First Rain at the Cobalt. I don't know. I'm ignorant on this sort of thing. Let's see, you've got Hard Rock Fridays and Something with Something Red, Orange Ball, Our Army, and Blind Guys at the Columbia tomorrow night as well. Groove Grinders, John B. Pub, at the John B. Pub. Oh, okay, and what is that? Coquitlam, I guess. Viv Savage, DJs, and Rally Car at the Kwantlen University College in Surrey. And you have also Catapult, Mass Undergo, the Centic Sphere, Sugar Blade, and Destroy the Stage at the Owen Catapult and Mass Undergo. Oh wait, it says the same thing again. Has a tendency to do that on this site. At the Lamplighter anyway, so there you go, Friday nights. And there's more. Cheap Suit Big Tie at the Main. You've got the Scottomatics tour kickoff party with the Scottomatics and Los Furios and the Dreadnoughts and the Set at the Media Club. Russ Botten Trio at the O'Douls. And Billy Talent, Rise Against, Anti-Flag, and Monin. For all you rich kids on the West End at the Pacific Coliseum. The National Shield, It's a Living Thing, and Jump and Dash, and Huge Manatees at Pat's Pub, don't you know? And for all other information, can I direct you to livemusicvancouver.com? There's a bunch of other things going on there, but my time is valuable, and I need it to play these last songs. This one is, I don't know how long I've been loving this one. This is Adrian Belew, who, where did he start out? And he did a bunch of stuff in King Crimson, and I forget what it was before that. But this is his sort of quirky, crazy thing he did as sort of a new wavy thing. He's a guitar genius, and this is there's a band named after this song, actually. Big Electric Cat, don't you know? We'll be right back.
so funny, spreading your seed all over the town, getting too greedy and messing around. Oh my gosh, you must be joking me if you think that you'll be poking me.
Bet you thought you'd never hear anything like that here on this show. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, and we have about 6-7 minutes tops left. Thunderbird Radio Hell is coming up for you in a little while with Canadian music all around. Lily Allen there with Shame for You from All Right Still. We missed a few songs I noticed in some of the back announcings. So, if you're podcasting or something like that at the moment, listening to this, then let's go over it, shall we? Starting the show, Wire with the 15th, Blue in Heaven with I Just Wanna, Game Theory, I Wanna Get Hit by the Car, Flipper with In Life, My Friend, Yola Tango, Deeper into Movies, The Cavaliers, It's a Beautiful Game, Rosemary's Children, Whatever Happened to Alice, Louis Philippe with Like Nobody Do, Monochrome Set, Straits of Malacca, Foreign Born with We Had Pleasure, The Various Artists, The World Is Gone, and We Had Pleasure, with Thunk, and Various is the name of this group, evidently. Yeah, I don't know. The Lights did Caged Man's... I didn't type the rest of that sentence. Caged Man's... I'll have to look that up later.
Blues is what it was, yeah. The Stolen Minx with Stop Talking and Adrian Blue did Big Electric Cat. New Order did Cries and Whispers. Wolfhounds from a very dirty copy of the only thing I can find from this, and it's evidently it's Wolfhounds, but if, you know, I've got really rough info on this. Their version of Ruby, the Kenny Rogers classic, Wolfhounds, I think. And Lily Allen with Shame for You. We've got one more, I think, to do for you. And I wanted to leave you with, I already forgot what it was. That's college radio, ain't it? And, boy, I think it's White Russian Gallery by White Russian Galaxy by the Crimea. One hell of a song, and it's a goodie. So maybe I'll send you a couple messages before we move on to that, since we have a little bit of time left. So let's go ahead and do that and be right back with the Crimea, I think. Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, okay? Yeah.
CITR and Amnesty International UBC invites you to a spectacular night of live music, Monday, January 15th at the Gallery Lounge, featuring the live tunes of Sally Beth from Victoria, James Lamb, Mark Berube, and members of The Clips. There will be acoustic sounds, rockin' sounds, bluesy, sexy, and even techno sounds. Doors open at 8:30. Tickets are a mere $5 at the door, with proceeds going to support Amnesty International's human rights protection work around the world. It's a night not to be missed. We hope to see you all at the Gallery Lounge on Monday, January 15th, for this great show sponsored in part by CITR and Amnesty International.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Short of an Oscar, screaming the murder and the newet. Who knows what goes on in a pretty little head? Who knows what goes on in a pretty little head? Blow the wet bitch through your smoke ring. You cause no new trouble. Bring on the suffering. Just get in the spaceship and stop bleeding. Who knows what goes on in a pretty little head? Who knows what goes on in a pretty little head? On Sunday, why won't you ever go away? You're floating towards heavenly hell, hanging from the rafters like a church bell. Your light chased away from reality, lonely, lost in a white Russian sky.
podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every